Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. You just heard Koolfy Girls with Red Light off of their debut record, Divinity. I've been really enjoying that track and Wrong Planet by Riven Skirt, of course, which you've heard before that. And I am slightly ashamed, just slightly ashamed to say, as we were on the topic about like algorithms and social media, actually I found out both of those musicians on social media and on Instagram specifically. I'm sorry. Just, you know, I personally feel a little bit embarrassed to admit that, but just know that you get the solace and also bragging rights to know that you did not have to be exposed to those two cool bands through the algorithm. You did it through community radio instead. And I'm proud to say that I was the enabler. I guess that's all I can really say about that. But yeah, two really cool albums, Bite Down by Riven Skirt and Divinity by Koolfy Girls. Go check them out if you're into like some like hard punky stuff. For now, I think it's time for me to talk about Parallel Reflection. I mentioned earlier this was going to be a show review, and I lied. I know really nothing about live music and live performances, but I do know that I have thoughts. And as I've been reflecting on my experiences at Parallel Reflection, I just wanted to share some things, I guess, because I've been talking about idols incessantly on this program for many years, and I had this revelation. I'll get to that in a little bit, but oh boy, it was a whirlwind of a performance. Parallel Reflection was Non-Sweet's graduation concert for Emily and Miyu. They held it last weekend at the Anza Club. I went with Sam, and it was a beautiful concert. It was amazing. Emily and Miyu came out in their like Parallel Reflection outfits, and they were so cute. I loved the detailing on their outfits. They were both kind of like, as in the name, as you might have caught it a few weeks ago if you listened to Typically Tuesdays when Sam and I had interviewed Non-Sweet. But if you haven't, that's in the archive right now over at cjsf.ca. You can check it out. They came out in these outfits and they were like kind of matching but sort of not really. The similar length. This is horrible. I think that like in my brain they're matching because I know very little about fashion. But they looked cute and they looked kind of like kind of like opposites, in the sense that like Emily was like very cute and fluffy, you know, wearing this like white kind of like knee length big fluffy dress. She wore like this thing on her back. I have no idea what it was, but it was like these like this cutout of like angel wings, I think. And then Miyu in her like all black, also very frilly, cute, big fluffy dress. It was kind of more gothic. And she's wearing this kind of like gothic little bonnet. And they're both wearing these gigantic shoes. So good. And so nice. It made the two of them stand out so much, especially because all the rest of the Non-Sweet members wore like kind of like just a plain concert tee, which was really fun. The show started with an acoustic version of their beloved banger, By Your Side, and that's like the moment that it started. We're like watching in the audience, watching each member of Non-Sweet come out and trying to get through their lines without getting too emotional. And it's a total gut punch just watching them kind of hold back tears. And then the rest of the concert was Emily and Miyu and the rest of the members performing whatever songs Emily and Miyu wanted to perform. That was stuff like Grapefruit Moon by Wasta for Miyu. It was a group number and she was the main performer in it. She was center. Then there was Kimito Boku no Uta by Not Equal Me, which is Emily's favorite J-pop idol group. And similarly to when they were performing Miyu's favorite idol group song, Emily was the center performer for Kimito Boku no Uta. Then there were solos, there were duets, and there were group numbers. Their manager, Kenzie, also came out to perform, and I would have never expected it. I actually haven't watched Nonsuite perform very much. I hadn't many opportunities to see them live, but I would have never expected that Kenzie is such an amazing performer, actually. She came out during one of Emily's numbers. They were doing a duet, and oh my god, the entire audience erupted in cheers. You're like screaming and flailing around. It was so cool. Who would have thunk that this group not only had five incredibly skilled performers, but also that their manager is an incredibly skilled performer as well? It's kind of wild. But that happened. And after the performances, the rest of the evening was about, you know, the meet and greet, where people were basically like lining up right out the door to share their final, you know, words of thanks and support for Emily and Miyu, and also to the other members of Nonsuite. And you know, as I was watching these performances, and reflecting on them, I couldn't help but to realize that, oh my god, in Vancouver, I have had the full idol fangirl experience. And I never would have expected that. You know, I've been a fan of idols since I was really quite young. And because most of the idols who I had followed for most of my life, they were all situated in a different country, and we're literally an ocean apart. There's a language barrier and a cultural barrier there. I never expected to be able to go to live performances, let alone go to a graduation concert. Everything that I've done in my like idol fangirl life, I've done from afar, right? I've fallen in love with groups from afar. I have supported them from afar. I have said farewell to them from afar, you know, watching either like ripped live streams on the internet, or watching or like furiously updating social media to see like live updates. So I never would have thought that I would get to have that full idol fangirl experience in Vancouver for a group that is so Vancouver. From the moment that I got into Nonsuite, the first moment that I like saw them live, to when I started to get into this group, to even like listening to their music and even being able to work with them for Typically Tuesdays, all of it has kind of come out of this maybe not so spectacular, not so dream big dream. And then the graduation concert all wrapped it up so neatly. I remember being quite young and loving Girls' Generation. They were like the first idol group that I like fully like felt like I threw myself into. And I would daydream that one day I would be able to interview the members of Girls' Generation for a web show or like a television program or something like that. And obviously I knew that wasn't actually going to happen. Like, I didn't actually have the desire to make that into a reality for me. Like, I wasn't gonna, you know, go to South Korea to try to infiltrate their industry or anything like that. But somehow it all wrapped up neatly with Non-Sweet. I kind of got to fulfill this like childhood daydream of mine unexpectedly. As I was watching Stella, Nina, Jessica, and Kenzie say their farewells to Emily and Miyu, I had gone into the performance with the full expectation that I was going to cry. Surprisingly, I didn't. But instead, what happened was I had an even harder, visceral, emotional reaction to whenever I watch my favorite idols over in, like, you know, like in Hinatazaka or something like that graduate. Every single time a member of Hinatazaka 46 graduates, I cry a little bit, even if they're not my favorite member. I wouldn't have expected to not cry at Parallel Reflection, but instead to have a whole new different feeling, which was the sense that my heart was literally breaking watching these members say goodbye to their friends and coworkers, feeling my chest tighten and feeling myself needing to take a breath whenever I watched the tears glittering and dancing in Emily's eyes, when I watched Miyu hiding from behind her bouquet of flowers because she didn't want to show that she was crying on stage. I never thought that I would have those feelings, and I'm grateful that I did. Non-Sweet, this is gonna be like so like whoa out of nowhere, but you gotta understand. If you are not an idol fan, I'm gonna make you try to understand. With Non-Sweet, my experiences as an idol fangirl have not only come full circle, but they have been even more than that. I've had the wonderful opportunity of being able to work with all five original members through this program, and I have had the full life cycle experience of falling in love with this group, meeting them, and then saying goodbye to their members. And I would have never thought that I would have been able to do that in my life with any group. And it is such a blessing, such a feeling. I have this deep feeling of a gratitude to know that I was able to have this full circle experience. Because I love idols so much. Like you don't understand. Like, they are incredible to me. They're mind-boggling to me. I'm endlessly fascinated with them. I am endlessly in admiration and awe of them. What they put themselves through, how hard they work, all of that emotional labor that goes into being an idol, and then all that physical, actual labor that goes into being an idol, and they're doing all of this independently. Incredible, amazing. So I'm really grateful to have had this experience of going to Parallel Reflection. I may have not been able to say hello and goodbye to every single member of Non-Sweet, unfortunately, because it was busy that day. But just knowing that I was able to experience something like that is so cool, so exciting to me. So Miyu is going to be, from here on out, she is continuing her career in the creative industries, I think. You can still support her if you're interested in following her as a public figure. Emily is no longer going to be a public figure. She has retired from being an idol and from being a performer. And the future that is in store for the rest of the non-suite members, Jessica, Stella, and Nina, is that they're going to be taking a break this summer, and later on in the year they're going to be coming back with an all new concept, all new songs, all new outfits, and so on. And so I'm excited for all of them. I'm excited to see what Miu's going to be doing next. She's so creative, so ambitious. She's so full of dreams and an incredible storyteller. I'm excited for Emily. She's going to be living a completely different type of life now, but I know it's one that she has wanted to pursue for quite a long time and knew that it was time for her to pursue. And of course, the remaining three members of Non-Sweet, I'm going to be here. I'll be waiting patiently, and I cannot wait to see what the future of Non-Sweet is going to look like. Wow, being an idol fan is really such a whirlwind. If you have not considered getting into idols yet, what are you doing? Go check out some of Non-Sweet's music and their performances. You can check them out online. There's a lot of performances that people have uploaded on the internet. But also, their album Wake Up is available for streaming. Go check that out. And listen to our previous interviews, plural, with them on the CJSF archive. Here's more music. This is The Land Keeper, the newest from Men I Trust. Enjoy.
Goes on, so I found is Bird Note. Birds' songs and calls convey lots of messages, from "this is my territory" to "I'm looking for a mate" to "there's a predator nearby." But did you know that some bird songs contain secret messages? Like this sweet singing Eastern bluebird. Bluebirds benefit from people setting up homes for them in the spring. In fact, when you reverse that song, you can hear
"nest boxes set up, nest boxes."
Oh, those little scamps. Or this familiar cry of the Canada goose. If we play that backwards,
Do geese see God?
Huh. I guess that one's a bit more of a thinker. And of course, the tricky blue jay. Play that in reverse, and you get
April Fools.
Learn more about the incredible and real abilities of birds at our website, birdnote.org.
I'm Mark Graham Hill.
Where do we begin to learn what love is? How to love? I mean, that's part of what I think is the magic of Sharon's book, is that really it has a lot of how-to work in it. In many ways, it's a workbook, it's a handy book, because we don't know what to do. You know, I remember trying to tell my young love at the time, who seemed not to comprehend love, I wrote on a little postcard thing, you know, love is a combination of 6 ingredients: care, commitment, knowledge, responsibility, respect, and trust. And so if you don't know what you're doing, just pull out that little card and ask yourself, in what way does my action that I'm taking reflect these traits, these characteristics, these values, if you will? And so that I think, again, the question of love is the question of what to do.
That was Love After Death by Backwash, off of her latest record, Only Dust Remains, here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you enjoyed listening to today's program as well. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to more great CJSF programming by checking out Bitcoover every Tuesday from 8 to 10 o'clock. It's Vancouver's only chiptune radio broadcast, and it's always a good time with DJ Lately. Check it out Tuesdays from 8 to 10. We're going to listen to one final song for the playlist now. It's a little bit of an older one, but I love it. I hope you love it as well. This is Midnight by Tallies. I hope you have a good rest of the day. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF. And I'll talk to you very soon.
Midnight season. You're listening to CHI.